are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn. My husband, Pastor Larry, is away on assignment, but I want to welcome you this morning and tell you how much we love and appreciate you and the fact that you're tuning in to the radio broadcast and we're able to agree in prayer and share the word together is an incredible honor and opportunity for us all to see our breakthrough in the year 2018. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing. And we bless and magnify you, Lord God, this morning, Lord, asking you, God, to shower down your presence. Holy Spirit, know that you are welcome in this radio broadcast. We ask you, Father God, to shower down your presence, your power, and your goodness this morning, God, that you would shower down your presence upon your people in their homes, Lord God, and wherever they're listening, Lord God, that they would hear the sound of your voice, Lord God, and be encouraged, Lord God, and hear something, Father God, that they've been waiting, that their spiritual ears have been in tune, waiting to hear from you, Lord God. Let it come to them this morning as they're listening to the radio broadcast. Let's go directly into the word in Matthew chapter 13, the New Living Translation, the story of the farmer scattering seed. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house and went down to the shore where an immense crowd soon gathered. He got into a boat where he sat and taught as the people listened on the shore, and he told many stories such as this one. A farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The plants sprang up quickly, but they soon wilted beneath the hot sun and died because the roots had no nourishment in the shallow soil. Other seeds fell among thorns that shot up and choked out the tender blades, but some seeds fell on fertile soil and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. His disciples came and asked him, "Why do you always tell stories when you talk to people?" Then he explained to them, "You have been permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others have not. To those who are open to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But to those who are not listening, even what they have will be taken away from them. This is why I tell these stories, because people see what I do, but they don't really see. They hear what I say, but they don't really hear, and they don't understand. And this fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, 'You will hear my words, but you will not understand. You will see what I do, but you will not perceive its meaning. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I assure you, many prophets and godly people have longed to see and hear what you have seen and heard, and they could not. Now here is an explanation of the story I told about the farmer sowing grain. The seed that fell on the hard path represents those who hear the good news about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches the seed away from their hearts. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. At first they get along fine, but they wilt soon as they have problems or are persecuted because they believe the word. The thorny ground represents those who hear and accept the good news, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares of this life and the lure of wealth. So no crop is produced. The good soil represents the hearts of those who truly accept God's message and produce a huge harvest, 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. Lord, bless the reading of your holy word. Let it accomplish all it's been sent out to do today. And Father God, we come before you Lord God, we're standing in agreement. We're agreeing in prayer, Lord, that you would touch our hearts this morning, Lord God, that we would have our hearts, Lord God, where the seed of the Word of God could flourish, Lord God, in every area, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we bless you. We worship you this morning. And Lord God, we ask you, Father, to show us on the inside of us this morning any area of our hearts where we are hard-hearted, Lord God, where our ears are unable to hear. Lord God, show us where we have closed our eyes. We have closed our eyes to those things that you wanted to show us, things you wanted to show us about ourselves, things you wanted to show us about situations in this life, things that you wanted to show us about our destiny, things that you wanted to show us concerning what's required of us to move up to the next level and next place in our walk with you. Lord, I pray our hearts would not be hardened, but would be softened this morning. I pray, God, that our eyes would not be closed, but our spiritual eyes would be open and we would see and look, Lord God, Father, knowing that you're a God that never leaves us nor forsakes us, and you will be with us, God, as you show us, as we open up our eyes to see the way that you want us to see, Lord. We can take courage knowing that you are with us, Lord God. And so, God, help us this morning not to have closed eyes, but to open our eyes and see the way that you see. Open our ears to hear, our spiritual ears to hear the way they need to hear. Recalibrate our spiritual hearing. Excuse me, we know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so, Lord, this morning, Lord God, touch our hearing, Father God. Cause the God seeds, the word of God on the inside of us to flourish. Lord God, you said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 9, anyone who is willing to hear should listen and understand. And so, Father God, we come to you today with willingness. We want to hear from you. We want to hear the way that you want us to hear. We want to have faith hearing. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We want our hearing, Father God, to hear by the word of God, not to hear by news reports, not by to hear by man's report, not to hear by the world's report, but our faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so let us hear, Lord God, according to the word of God. Lord God, cause that to produce the 30, 60, and 100 fold in our life according to your perfect will. Lord God, we come to you with a willingness, willing hearts, Lord God. Touch our hard-hearted areas, Lord God, and make us soft before you in our hearts, Lord God, and cause every God seed to flourish in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing in our lives. And Lord, we want the word of God to take a deep root on the inside of us. And Lord God, we ask you, Father God, as you said in 18, now here's the explanation of the story of the farmer. The seed that fell on the hard path represents those who hear the good news about the kingdom and don't understand it. Lord God, we need understanding. And so God, according to Matthew 13, chapter 9, again, we are willing to hear and listen and understand. Do a mighty work on the inside of us, Lord God, and give us boldness. Lord God, to hear, courage to listen, courage to understand, and then courage to speak, Lord God, according to your word. Continuing on, it says, then the evil one comes and snatches the seed away from their hearts. I pray, God, the God seeds on the inside of us will never be snatched from our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. The rocky soil represents those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But like young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, our roots would go very deep, deeper than they have ever been in your word, Lord God, and in knowing you. Continuing on, it says, at first they get along fine, but they wilt as soon as they have problems or are persecuted because they believe the word. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for all of us, Lord God, that the problems that we face, the things that we walk through in this life, persecution from knowing you and speaking the word of God would not choke out the word of God in our lives, would not choke out our relationship with you in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. The thorny ground represents those who hear and accept the good news, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares of this life and the lure of wealth, so no crop is produced. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your people, Lord God, that the cares of this life, the worry, Lord God, that they would make a stand today and say, I refuse to let the word be choked out by the cares of this life and by worrying and by the lure of wealth. No, the word of God shall produce a crop in my life, the 30, the 60, and the 100-fold. And therefore, I make a declaration today. I will not worry. I will not let the cares of this life choke out the word of God on the inside of me. I have the spiritual hearing, the spiritual eyes to hear and to see all that God is doing around me. And not right now, we can even lay hands on our belly that the seed, the God seeds on the inside of us would flourish in the name of Jesus. Flourish on the name of every God seed, flourish in the name of Jesus. That out of your bellies would flow rivers of living water, 30, 60, and 100-fold as you speak the word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that your hearing is recalibrated with the hearing, with the downloads and the alignment of heaven in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching us this morning in Jesus' mighty name. In fact, Lord, we cry out to you, Father God, that we will never leave this radio broadcast here this morning the same, Lord God, but your word shall accomplish all it's been set out to do in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. Cause us to be strengthened this morning, God, even in Ephesians 6:10, according to your word, that we be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and we will draw strength from him. Strength which his boundless might provides, according to Ephesians 6:10. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you in Jesus' mighty name. Be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. You are complete in Christ. The fullness of God dwells on the inside of you. So be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, touch us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless and magnify your name according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, starting at verse 1 in the New King James Version. It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you. Brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's coming out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And I pray, Father God, that you would manifest your goodness, Lord, in our lives, Lord God. It says in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 11, pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your manifest goodness in our lives, Lord God. Lord God, we know that the glory of God is the manifested presence of God, the power of God, and the goodness of God. And we thank you, Jesus, that your glory is manifested in our lives, Lord God, in every situation and circumstance of life. Lord God, we thank you that even as we sleep at night, Lord God, our minds are fixed on the glory and knowing you, Lord God, and coming closer in our relationship with you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you. We magnify you this morning. Lord God, be glorified in this radio broadcast in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you, Lord. And according to 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, Lord God, let our faith grow exceedingly. It says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Lord, the faith walk and the love walk go our hand in hand, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask for our faith to grow exceedingly. The God words, the God seeds on the inside of us to grow exceedingly. Lord God, that our love walk would grow exceedingly. That our knowledge and revelation and the word of God would grow exceedingly. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, God, that in this season of increase, God, you would increase the word of God in our life. Cause our faith to grow exceedingly. Cause our love to grow exceedingly. Lord God, cause every area, even deliverance, Lord God, from hurts and pains and areas of the heart. Lord, give us increase and deliverance and healing, Lord God. Increase in every area of life. Cause us to flourish, Father, in 2018 and beyond as we never have before, because we're coming to you willingly and we're yielding, Lord God, and saying, have your way. Lord God, we would like for you to heal us. Lord God, we will not turn away from you any longer. Even those areas that have been deeply suppressed on the inside of us, we come before you this morning lifting up holy hands and asking you, God, to heal us and touch us mightily, Lord God, under the glory of God, in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we know, Lord God, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, Lord God, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we pray, God, that our speech, Lord God, our hearing, our eyesight, Lord God, are all in alignment with heaven, Father God. And our words, Lord God, would not negate those things that we're asking you for this morning and believing you for this morning, Lord God. But our speech would also be in alignment with heaven in 2018 and beyond, Lord God. Especially those, God, that have been walking you for many, many years. Lord God, do something on the inside of us such, Lord God, that our speech, our declarations, our confessions, the things, the way that we speak and declare the word of God comes up higher with greater power and authority in the name of Jesus. For God, we desire increase in every area of our lives in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, God, that you love us. We thank you for the favor of God that showered down upon our lives, including all of your goodness, Lord God, that everything you've done for us up until now and what you're going to do. We just thank and magnify you, Lord God, worshiping you this morning. We praise you, Lord God, that you're the God that works behind the scenes, Lord God. Even God, when we have a sensing, Lord God, in the natural, Lord God, when we're not in tune properly, but we're in the natural and we're thinking that nothing's happening, Father God, we know as we're in tune that you're not a God where nothing's happening, but God, you're working behind the scenes and we may not see it yet, God, but it is happening. God is working, causing us to flourish. He's working on our behalf. He is the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Lord God, you're the God of the 24-hour period. You're the God where the sun comes up every morning and we start fresh and anew. And we, God, we know that you're always doing something, working behind the scenes, touching our lives. Lord God, guiding us and giving us discretion in every area of life. Lord God, we ask you for wisdom, power. Lord God, your power, God, in decision making. Father, there are those listening to this radio broadcast right now that have been asking God for wisdom. You have major decisions to make. In the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, I agree with you. You have the wisdom of God to make those decisions. Great wisdom, increase in wisdom, that the wisdom in your heart is like a water in a deep well. You draw it out, according to Proverbs 20, verse 5, in Jesus' mighty name, wisdom, godly wisdom upon you, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and receive it. In the name of Jesus, God, increase of wisdom in the lives of your people, God, as they have decisions to make, Lord God. Their hearts are willing and yielded to you. They want to do the thing that God wants them to do. They need to hear from you. They need understanding. They need to have the wisdom of God showered down in their lives, Lord God. I pray, do it now in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless and magnify your name. We worship you this morning. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're a mighty God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, as we're thanking you for the wisdom, Lord God, we're going to pray some scriptures this morning with regard to our speech, Lord God, that our speech, our hearing, our seeing, Our hearts are all in alignment with heaven. And we will not undo anything that God has for us by the words we speak. And Lord, we pray, even give us attitude adjustments, Lord God, that our attitudes are right, Lord God, according to the word of God. And we're not looking or focused on the past, but we're starting afresh and anew. For God, this is the season of the presence of God, the power of God, and the goodness of God, and the increase of God in the lives of your people. We belong to a kingdom that's not of this world. A kingdom of the goodness of God, the presence of God, the glory of God. That's the kingdom. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, according to the word of God, you belong to a different kingdom, a kingdom where there's more than enough. There's no lack in his house. He supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those that are weary this morning, strengthen them. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I pray strength to come upon you in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. According to Colossians 4:6, the Bible says in the Amplified, let your speech at all times be gracious, pleasant, and winsome, seasoned as it were with salt, so that you may never be at a loss to know how you ought to answer anyone who puts a question to you. Matthew 15:11, it is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth that makes a man unclean and defiles him. Matthew 12:34-35, for out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. Proverbs 8:6-8, hear, for I will speak excellent and princely things, and the opening of my lips shall be for right things. For my mouth shall utter truth, and wrongdoing is detestable and loathsome to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous, upright, and in right standing with God. There's nothing contrary, truth, or crooked in them. Proverbs 6:2, you are snared with the words of your lips. You are caught in the speech of your mouth. A man's moral self, according to Proverbs 18:20-21, a man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth and with the consequence of his word. He must be satisfied, whether good or evil. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. Matthew 8:8, for the centurion replied to him, Lord, I am not worthy or fit to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my servant boy will be cured. James 3:6, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a world of wickedness set among our members, contaminating and depraving the whole body, and setting on fire the wheel of birth, the cycle of a man's nature. Proverbs 4:23-24, keep your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Put away from you false and dishonest speech, and willful and contrary talk put far from you. Proverbs 5:2, that you might exercise proper discrimination and discretion, and your lips guard and keep knowledge and the wise answer to temptation. Excuse me. Proverbs 10:11, the mouth of an uncompromising righteous man is a well of life. Proverbs 10:20, the tongue of those who are upright and in right standing with God is as choice silver. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the uncompromisingly righteous feed and guide many. Proverbs 10:31, the mouth of the righteous, those harmonious with God, bring forth skillful and godly wisdom. Proverbs 10:32, the lips of the uncompromisingly righteous know and therefore utter what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked knows and therefore speaks only what is obstinately willful and contrary. Proverbs 11:13, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy and faithful in spirit keeps a matter hidden. Proverbs 12:14, from the fruit of his words a man shall be satisfied with good, and the work of a man's hand shall come back to him. Proverbs 12:18, the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 12:19, truthful lips shall be established forever. Proverbs 12:25, an encouraging word makes the heart glad. Proverbs 13:2, a good man shall eat good from the fruit of his mouth. Proverbs 14:3, the wise man's lips shall preserve him. Proverbs 14:14, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself with the holy thoughts and actions which his heart prompts and in which he delights. Proverbs 15:12, a soft answer turns away wrath. The tongue of the wise utters knowledge rightly. Proverbs 15:4, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Proverbs 15:23, a man has joy in making an apt answer and a word spoken at the right moment. How good it is. Proverbs 15:26, the words of the pure are pleasing words to him. Proverbs 16:13, right and just lips are the delight of a king. Proverbs 16:21, winsome speech increases learning in both the speaker and listener. Proverbs 16:23-24, the mind of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning and persuasiveness to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. Proverbs 17:9, he who covers and forgives an offense seeks love, but who repeats or harps on a matter separates even close friends. Proverbs 17:14, the beginning of strife is as water first trickles from a crack in the dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out. Proverbs 17:20, he who has a willful and contrary tongue will fall into calamity. Proverbs 17:27, he who has knowledge spares his words. Proverbs 17:28, even a fool, when he holds his peace, is considered wise, and when he closes his lips, he is esteemed a man of understanding. Proverbs 18:4, the words of a discreet and wise man's mouth are as deep waters, plenteous and difficult to fathom, and the fountain of a skillful and godly wisdom is as a gushing stream, sparking, fresh, pure, and life-giving. Proverbs 18:6, a self-confident fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a beating. Proverbs 18:7-8, a self-confident fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself. The words of a whisperer or talebearer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts of the body. Proverbs 20:19, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, and therefore associate not with him who talks too freely. Proverbs 21:23, he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from troubles. Proverbs 21:28, a false witness will perish, but the word of a man who hears attentively will endure and be unchallenged. Proverbs 25:11, a word fitly spoken and in due season is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Proverbs 25:15, by long forbearing and calmness of spirit, a judge or ruler is persuaded, and soft speech breaks down the most bone-like resistance. Proverbs 26:20, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contentions cease. Proverbs 26:22, the words of a whisperer or slanderer are as dainty morsels or words of sport to some, but to others are as deadly wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body or of the victim's nature. Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hates those whom it has wounded and crushed, and a flattering mouth works ruins. Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Proverbs 29:11, a self-confident fool utters all his anger, but a wise man keeps it back and stills it. Proverbs 31:8-9, open up your mouth for the dumb, those unable to speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are left desolate and defenseless. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and administer justice for the poor and needy. Proverbs 31:26, she opens her mouth with skillful and godly wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Job 22:28, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon you. Isaiah 50:4, the servant of God says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples and of those who are taught, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as disciples, as those who are taught. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, Lord. We pray for those, Lord God, that are asking you for wisdom, Lord, that they've received wisdom this morning. We thank you for your power and your presence this morning and the goodness of God showering down on your people. We thank you, Lord, and bless you this morning. We thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Saturday.